Hi, I'm Rania.
And I'm Ismail.
And this is the Happy Marriage Podcast, the podcast to help you not only make your marriage work, but make it thrive. Welcome to today's episode, Balancing Roles. We all have different roles that we play. I'm a daughter, sister, wife, mother. I'm an entrepreneur, happiness consultant, a home manager or co-home manager. You have many different roles as well that you play. And we often hear people talking about balancing roles. What does that really mean? And is that what it's about? Or is it really about something else? That's what we're here to talk about today. So what do you think about that? First of all, what are different roles that you play? And it might include like being a golfer, right?
I mean, that's just a hobby, sport on the side. But a husband, a father, an entrepreneur. At least those three, a son, obviously, because my mom's living with us, so.
And if she wasn't, you'd still be a son, it's a role, yeah.
Brother, friend, neighbor.
Friend, yeah, I'm a friend too, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, and community member.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who has to do stuff for the community as well, or would like to do stuff for the community. Right, so there's a lot of roles that we play, but also I would like to address the idea of how to balance roles within the marriage concerning what we have to do together as a couple, you know, like we have roles within the house, within the home, within the marriage, you know, and whether we have to do them or not is obviously a personal thing, but I mean that it's not just balancing my roles on my own, but both of us choosing who will do what, because
right, so that's the sort of the home management part of
I guess
why I made it the point to say I'm a co-home manager.
So I
agree fully, and that's a big one to talk about today since this is the Happy Marriage Podcast.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is it's one of our roles is that we do things together to keep this home this nice atmosphere that it is, right? It's not going to happen on its own. There's stuff to be done.
Yes.
And I know why you say have to, because sometimes that particular stuff to be done doesn't feel like something that you really want to do. But actually, we do want to do it. It serves us better to tap into the energy of we want to fix that fridge rather than we have to, because of course it can feel like, you know, we have to do this. This is really boring. But we also want to, because we want to have this functional home that can help us all thrive. So yes, so you went straight to that role, which is sort of the home management aspect of who we are as people. But we all are also many other things. Yeah. And we're really just one person though. And so that's why I don't really think about it as balancing roles. I mean, I think of us as one person who does different things, but I think it's more of what's important right now. What do I want to prioritize right now? It's more of, to me, an inner balance of, you know, what's aligned with my values and what's important to me now, so that I sort of have an inner balance and an inner peace, not so much as balancing the actual roles, because if we think about it as balancing roles, it's kind of implies if you're watching, you can see me demonstrating a scale, right? But if you imagine a scale goes down on one end or up on the other end, right? Depending on the weight. If you're thinking about it as balancing, that sounds like you're trying to have, you know, an equal weight on different things. And who says that that's what it's about, or that's what's true to you in the first place? Who says? I mean, if we're running around trying to balance our roles throughout the day, or a week, or a month, or a year,
it makes it much more difficult.
That means that we're sort of putting pressure on ourselves to equally be, you know, doing well at work and good at all our different roles every day, so that we have this balance. That may not be the way to go about it at all.
I don't think that's how it actually happens in real life, because most people who are working think that work comes first. You know, work usually takes priority over everything else, which I don't think should be the case, because of course it sort of messes up with the rest of the other roles that you have. So although that's why I think actually that's where the balancing comes in. I mean, work-life balance is a term people use a lot, and I think yes, one does need to sort of prioritize work at to some level, but not to the level where it actually sort of messes up with the rest of your roles.
Yeah, especially relationships, because we do, as human beings, we thrive best with effective and loving,
mm-hmm.
nurturing relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Now, work, it can be a source of fulfillment and pleasure and meaning and everything, so that's great as well. But again, we're not discussing, people are free to make their own choices. But what I'm saying is, as you're making your choices, I don't know if it's so much about trying to balance all those things,
right,
as it is about just, what do I want to focus on now? Noticing what you're prioritizing, noticing what you're focusing on, making sure that that's really what's important to you. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that that's really what's valuable to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're carried away through work or in a job that's, you know, you're busy 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or whatever it is, and you're not even maybe enjoying it, and it's taking you away from family time, and you're not consciously aware of that and doing it purposefully, then yes, then that's taking away from maybe other things that are important to you,
mm-hmm.
if you're sort of rushing in it without thinking. But if you're consciously aware and making day-to-day decisions and choices based on what's important to you, then you're going to have that inner balance. And I think that really that's what it's about. It's about
But don't you
be
think
aware.
Some people actually get carried away with their careers, and they're actually enjoying what they're doing at work, and then they end up ruining their marriages, for example. So they're so focused on their career or their work, and you know, they may end up with a broken marriage or very little friends here and there. And
yes,
so
they
I think
may.
The idea of again, not necessarily calling it balance, but make sure that your priorities on the long run are straight, because in my opinion, maybe I don't know if this applies more to guys or males more than females, but again, because of the stereotypical, you know, idea that males are the breadwinners, so they have to go out and make money, they have to provide for the family, they end up prioritizing that role, you know, over other roles. So I guess what we're trying to talk about here is make sure that when you're prioritizing something, that there may be something else that's not going to be working very well. And if that is important to you, then you need to sort of find that balance.
Yeah, or realize that I can prioritize both. That's what I mean.
Okay.
I also don't want people to think that it has to be one or another, or that this has to, by default, take away from the other. It
mm-hmm.
certainly can. And if you're not consciously aware,
mm.
then it very much will probably
yeah.
take away. But what if I'm going to prioritize work, and I'm going to prioritize this family,
yeah.
and I will find my way of taking both of those seriously,
mm-hmm.
because they're important to me. So then then you enter things like, you know, time management, you know, spending less time at work but more effective communication,
yeah.
You know, delegating, really running. And if you're, well, we're entrepreneurs, but like, you can really run an awesome business and have a very, you know, beautiful home life,
mm-hmm.
doesn't have to take away from that. So then, but once you're just at least aware that I'm not just doing things without thinking, no, I'm actually thinking about what am I doing at every given moment,
yeah.
I'm choosing, I'm making
mm-hmm.
choices, and they're purposeful to me, then you can get really creative in terms of how am I going to make this work and make that work and
mm-hmm.
make that, and you know, have, you know, a hobby or a sport, or and somehow managing all of that in a way that works for me and
mm-hmm.
works for the people who are immediately around me. It's possible, but it's only possible if you put it in, if you really think about how.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right, because I think people who work a lot usually maybe don't spend the rest of the day, if there is part of the day that is left for any kind of fun, they don't make that effort to make that free time fun or enjoyable, whether with a spouse or with friends or with anybody. Some people get so consumed in work and, you know, forget to have fun. And I guess those are the people I'm referring to. And I think if you're working that hard, or if you're prioritizing your work to that extent, because that's an important role that you play in your life, you want to also, you need, I think you can think about, when in my free time, if you're married and you have a family, then make sure there is enough quality time with your
yeah.
with your family, with your wife, on the weekend or, you know, after work. Or I think that's one of the things that, for me at least, took me a long time to, you know, to learn how to do, because I remember the first 10, 15 years were like a lot of work. And
yeah, you were working a lot.
Yes, and I didn't, you know, I didn't even have the energy to have fun on the weekend.
But we always did do things on the weekends. I mean, I never felt like that we,
but,
we didn't enjoy
But not
ourselves.
Like now, for example.
No, not like now. No. We freed up more of our time for ourselves and just not to be always running and working. So I think we've definitely slowed that down.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the beginning, it was we both had long hours of work.
Mm.
But then it's the same thing when I was working and being a mom. So having my first child and the second and third, there was always this, you know, in my mind, like, can I do this and that?
Mm-hmm.
And I did in different ways,
mm-hmm.
but I did manage very well to have a, you know, a business that's running well and to be a good mom, or at least to be doing my best to be a good mom. Of course, I developed, I got better at that, but I managed. So sometimes people will tell, you know, somebody who's pregnant that, you know, you need to stop working. I think it's, again, these are all choices and it's up to the person. There's a lot of value in dedicating yourself fully to your children. There's a lot of value in that. There can also be a lot of value in you working and managing to spend quality time with your children. It's not right or wrong. It's what you feel works for you. You can make it work for yourself and for those around you. If it's important for you to be doing a job that fulfills you, you can have both roles. So I think it's more about what are the roles that I want to take on, which are the ones that are meaningful to me, that excite me, and then making, you know, knowing that I can be good at different roles at the same time. Doesn't have to be one
or
and then getting creative in terms of how I can do that. So how much time and your energy, quality time really, and energy do I want to spend here and there and there? And little tricks and hacks, you can do it. I mean, bedtime, just a little bedtime routine with a child, like the first few minutes, the minutes before they sleep, the minutes when they wake up in the morning, when they come home from school, if you spend a lot of, if you're there and you're creative and calm as well and loving in those moments, that goes a long way. Little things like just, like we talked about in a different episode, for us, like little routines, like having coffee in the morning, having a date night. So starting to just infuse things like that in the areas that are important to you, then you create what's called a balance, but which is really more about focusing on what's important to you. And then we can talk about home, because that's, you mentioned that, and that's a big one. The roles in the home, here there are a lot of stereotypes, and you don't need to stick to any of those gender stereotypes at all, because somebody just came up with them at some point. It doesn't mean that they're real or that we need to do to abide by them at all. It really is nonsense. There are people, and then people are free to do what people want to do, and then they communicate and decide who does what. It's not about men or women, in my opinion, at all.
Yeah.
But there is, there are roles within, so within that home management sort of role, there are smaller roles, and those need to be divided and or delegated.
Yeah.
So that's something to discuss, and I think we mentioned that before as well, but it's a good one to discuss even before you get married. Just so that, you know, the expectations are aligned. And we it's a bit fluid here, but there are some things that I handle at home, there are some things that you handle. We sometimes alternate.
I think roles, home management roles, would better be sort of, yani...
Oh, doodle. Can you see her? Hello, you came to our podcast.
these home roles can be divided based on, you know, who's more interested in doing that, or that task or that chore, or who likes to do it, or who enjoys doing it, or who does it better,
Okay, what if nobody likes doodle? This is doodle, guys.
This is
doodle, our cat. Okay, so
you basically find somebody to do it. I mean, you can hire someone to do, like,
you could do that.
Electricity or plumbing or whatever it takes. I mean, that you can maybe hire somebody if you
don't. Okay,
But if it's something that you have to do every day, then maybe one of us can build that skill to do that, whatever it is. I mean, like, it's cooking or cleaning dishes or washing or stuff like this, and you don't have help, then I don't know. I mean, it isn't easy, because if you're both working,
and you're both tired,
you don't want to embark on a 2-hour, task of cleaning the house or cooking or...
I don't either, yes.
You're
right.
But then if you're privileged enough to find someone to do that for you, then of course, by all means, go ahead. Otherwise, maybe you can, choose some days when the husband's going to do it, some days when the wife's going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you could do that. You could also, when needed, you could just let it go for just, a day or something.
Yeah.
You, it's all choices. That's it. I mean, maybe just for today, the house isn't going to look as great and the laundry isn't, going to be made. But we've laughed and we've danced and we've had a good time or we went out or whatever, and that's our choice today.
Mm.
Because that's what I mean by, to me, the idea of balancing sounds like, I need to do all of that every day.
Mm.
If we just get rid of that and just, it's an overall sort of inner balance, I think. And it's about, what can I do? Like you said, a mixture of maybe delegating, letting some things go, knowing that that's okay for today, that's not gonna happen. And then alternating roles, like you said, is a good one. Like, we do that now. We hadn't done that. We should have done that like 30 years ago. You tricked me. But anyway, now what we do is we alternate the waking up in the morning at 6 a.m. for my daughter to go to school.
Mm.
So he does that one day, I do that the next day, and so on. So we alternate that. So that means that every other day, the other person gets to sleep in a little bit more.
Mm.
So that's nice.
Mm.
It took time to reach the point where we are tonight.
Yeah.
I've been waking up at 6 o'clock since I was 21. What am I now, 51?
Two?
Okay. So 31 years. But yeah, so now we're alternating that. And it doesn't have to be set in stone. I mean, it doesn't have to be a big argument either. It can be a give and take. It can be communicating about who is able to do what at this time. If something needs to be fixed, who's going to handle that and either fix it or call the person to come and fix it. Of course, usually we call people to come fix it. I don't know how to fix dishwashers or anything like that. But yeah, it's, again, these things are important, but they don't need to... Can you guys see doodle? Oh, okay. For people who are listening in, maybe this video, you want to, if you like cats, you can go to YouTube and watch it, because doodle, our cat, is here and she's getting some love. So she loves to get love. She gives it, but she likes to get it more than she gives it. Okay, what else about roles? I'm a role of a cat lover as well. That's a new role.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't think we liked cats, and then our son left us a cat, and then we fell in love with her. And then when she had to go to Scotland, we got Doodle. We adopted Doodle. So that was a new role. So what else? Do we want to go straight to the practical exercise, or do we?
No, I want to just mention one last thing. I think it's. It may not be as easy as we sort of discussed it today. That you can just basically prioritize and decide what you'd like to do and just do it. I don't think everybody has. I don't know if I want to call it a luxury, but I don't think everybody can just decide on prioritizing something that they like or prefer over other things, because sometimes people are stuck in a situation where they have to, or they feel at least that they have to focus on whatever it is, work or a family member who's sick or something, and these are things that you now have to prioritize. and you feel like you have to prioritize them, because I know I was stuck in that idea of I have to work, I have to make money, and it was like I was being chased by somebody to do that. It wasn't like I was, at some point I was enjoying it and then later I wasn't, because it would felt like this is so much stress. And at that time, if somebody came and talked to me about balancing, I wouldn't really be able to understand what they're talking about. Balance what? I mean, I'm already stuck in something that's occupying all my time and all my energy, and I don't even have time for anything else. I don't think I can do anything else. And I can understand the mindset, because I was there.
Yes. So, but is it useful, this mindset?
Well, it helped me achieve a lot of success in the beginning. So in my mind, it worked in one aspect of my life. But then there was a time when I was sort of awakened by a situation where I had this heart issue, and I went to the doctor and he said, you know, you're 29 and you may die, so you know you need to stop what you're doing. And that was a wake up call.
You didn't tell me, he told you may die.
He said I can have a heart attack and die at 29. So, and that's okay. When I realized, okay, this is
breaking news, guys.
Okay. This isn't something I want to continue doing, you know, the way I'm doing it. So I need to find a better way to work and make money.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say is, I guess, people, we make it, or at least I felt that, we made it sound today like it's, you know, just pick whatever you think is more, you know, okay for you to do and focus on it or prioritize it and do it. I know that from experience, that's not something that can be so easy to a lot of people, or to many people, because sometimes you feel stuck somewhere.
Yeah, but that's it. But what you're saying is you feel stuck. What I'm saying is you aren't, and you don't need to feel. Now, I know that sometimes things sound easier said than done.
Yes.
But you know what? It can be really simple to realize: am I really stuck, or am I making this choice? All I'm saying is own the choice. Because when you do something from a place of I have to, it does not feel the same as doing it from a place of I want to. And you gave the example of making a priority, somebody is sick at home. So I made that choice recently, and first of all, I did it as I have to, as you said. When you do it as I have to do this, you can still do it wholeheartedly and everything, but there's a have to inside you, and that makes you feel kind of stuck.
Mm.
Or kind of maybe like sometimes if it gets overwhelming, it's kind of sorry for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But then I slowly changed that to I want to. I want to do this. I'm not stuck. It's a choice. I'm owning my choice. I want to do this. When I changed that, it took a little bit of time. Then that became something that I want to do. And when I realized that, everything became easier, lighter. Okay, and I made choices, because now I chose this is what I want to do. Then I let go of other things that I no longer do. I let go of a lot of work issues completely. I don't do a lot at work now, because I made the choice that I've now shifted my priority to something else that's more important to me.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. And I could have stayed in a stuck state and still doing a lot, maybe doing a lot of work and doing a lot of, you know, staying at home and taking care of a loved one. But it was very stressful, as you were saying.
Mm.
So how did I get unstuck? By unstucking my mind first.
Yes, I guess all I was trying to say is just people need to be aware that if you feel stuck somewhere, I mean, you need to obviously work on your mindset to do that. And for me, it took years, and some things I still may feel. Some things with work, I sometimes still feel, you know, like I'm stuck. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it's not as simple as it sounds. I guess it'll take some work for you if you feel like you're stuck at work, or you're stuck in a whatever situation that you're in, and you feel like you can't get out of it, and you can't really, you know, sort of do other things that you enjoy enough.
But you could take maybe
work on that.
I mean, you could take little tiny steps even.
Mm.
Even if you're feeling this is like Ismail said, this sounds too good to be true, and it sounds like a luxury, and I can't afford to do that now, and I need to be working whatever 10-hour days. Fine, that's fine. As long as that's your choice now, and that's important to you now, then you might just, maybe you have noticed from this episode that I just want to be slightly more in touch with family, then you just might make a tiny effort to do a 2-minute phone call that you don't do just once a week to a family member. The point is, it doesn't have to be big things that we do. It doesn't have to make, not everybody listening to this will go and make a major lifestyle change. We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
We're talking about tiny, tiny little tweaks, if needed, if wanted, to work towards achieving more in different roles, if that's important to you. That's it.
Yeah.
And it can be little things. They don't have to take time. It can be a gesture. It can be a message that you send somebody, you know, a heart in a WhatsApp. I don't know, but it will maybe help you while you're at work be reaching out to somebody you care about, if that's something that you want to do.
Yeah.
So it's also individualistic. It's about the people.
Mm.
It's about you recognizing, okay, I have all these different roles. These are the ones I want to focus on. Maybe that's the practical exercises. What are the roles? You know, maybe write down the different roles that you play and want to, and then maybe you don't have to make it very any quantitative, but maybe just, you know, prioritize the most important ones to you at this point in your life according to you, not according to other people, because that's important as well. Sometimes people do things because they think they should, or that, you know, and it's not about that. What are the roles that are important to you, that are really important to you for yourself, not because somebody thinks you should or shouldn't? And how satisfied are you right now at this point in your life with those roles? And if there's an area that you feel I'd like to, you know, do more or do better here, then just choose one tiny little action that does not have to take time, and then do that.
Mm.
When you keep that in mind, it's just working towards those things, it gets easier, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that you're slowly shifting towards a better balance,
yeah,
if you want to call it, in those areas. But it starts by you actually deciding that,
mm-hmm,
right? Not just being carried away. Because sometimes, and you're absolutely right, I mean, we sometimes just feel like we're just carried away by life.
Mm.
Or I was so-called stuck as well. In work for so many years,
mm,
and I didn't even think of the option of not having to do that. It's like,
mm,
I had to do this, of course, then, yeah, so I realized that later, I don't have to anything really, and what do I actually really want right now? And that changes. Why do I keep saying right now? Because we're ever evolving creatures, so it changes from one moment to another, from one month to another. You might change your mind, and also you might totally mess up the balance, and that's okay. I mean, that's fine. It isn't about really the balance. It's just about you going through life, using your thoughts and your actions to work towards what matters to you, and knowing that you're not always going to get it right, and that's perfectly fine. Because it's not a mess up, it's not a mistake, as long as we learn something from it and then decide what we want to do next.
Mm.
So I think that could be a little exercise to just get people thinking about your different roles, and if there's anything you want, any change you want to make in any direction, in any role.
Yeah, and I mean, the final thing I'd like to add here is just, if you're playing, like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 roles as a person in your life, you can just, you don't have to be good at all of them, because I think that would be very hard to do. But if you pick 1 or 2 or 3 that are most important to you and try to improve them a little bit, I mean,
yeah,
that would work for as a start. And I think the idea of just getting unstuck, if you feel like you're stuck in one role, whatever it is, getting unstuck by shifting your focus to other roles in your life that you would like to improve on, and just doing those little bits and pieces here and there.
Yeah.
And getting out of that unstuck mindset is a whole other,
yeah,
you know, journey that one needs to.
It is all a journey, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
And then the other thing is, you can also remove certain roles from your life if you're doing a lot of things. Like I was at one point also doing little smaller roles, like managing a charity drive and managing, you know, building finances and on the board in an orphanage. And you, if you need to, you could just slowly remove a role if you feel you need to. Also, always remembering the idea of reaching out for help, whether it's actually delegating or hiring or just reaching out for people to help out with a role. We don't have to do everything alone. We are within a community, and that's beautiful. So that's another way as well of, if we're feeling overwhelmed, I mean, in our different roles. Obviously, I've often felt overwhelmed, so that's why I'm saying that. I'm not overwhelmed now because I've either reduced or gotten help or just shrank the size of the role but kept the role. There's so much you could do, right? You can get rid of the role, or you could keep the role but reduce it, or there's a lot. But just realizing that it's flexible, that you can do things, is important. And as Ismail said, if there are fewer roles for now, that they're more manageable. So I don't know, guys, what do you think about all this? What is that, what does it mean to you? What kind of roles are you playing, and do you feel that you're able to balance them all, or able to choose, make priorities, and sort of glide through life rather than sort of struggling.
Struggling, or sometimes one used to feel like you're being chased by something, you know.
I don't know if a lot of people feel that, but I was pushed by a train. That's how it was in my mind.
Yeah.
But I'm not anymore. But yeah. So I hope that was useful. Do you want to add anything to the practical?
No, I think
that's fine. Okay. Yeah. So let us know what you think. And thank you for your feedback. We got great feedback this last couple of weeks on several episodes of the podcast. So let us know what you think. Let us know what you'd like us to talk about. And please share with your friends, family members, anybody you think will benefit. And we will see you next episode. Bye.
Bye.